Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 6th of June, 2023. We do have another air quality alert today. Partly cloudy and warm. Few isolated late afternoon and evening showers and storms are possible with highs in the upper 80s. I'm John Little, and people in a Northwest Dallas neighborhood are calling for new regulations on short-term rentals. Stop us if you've heard this before, right? But it was after a massive party ended with a drive-by shooting over the weekend. Neighbors say hundreds of people showed up at the home on Valley Ridge Road Saturday night, then somebody drove down the street and opened fire. Dallas City Council member Omar Navayez says fortunately no one was actually shot, but homes were damaged. He insists this is why new regulations are needed.
Examples of like what happened in Midway Hollow are why I am with the residents that say we want homes and not hotels in our single-family residential neighborhoods.
The owner of the home says it was not being used as a short-term rental. He tells NBC5 he has a long-term tenant there that he's trying to evict. Two clerks are recovering this morning after brutal attacks over the weekend at a Mesquite convenience store. And as KRLD's Robin Geske reports, the search for the group of suspects continues.
Investigators with the Mesquite Police Department say that Saturday evening, an underage girl tried to buy tobacco at the 7-Eleven on Faithion P. Lucas Senior Boulevard near East Cartwright, but was denied by the clerk. That's when they say that she threatened to return with her friends. A short time later, police say the girl and as many as eight people returned and assaulted that clerk. But Lieutenant Brandon Ricketts tells NBC5 the assault didn't end there.
Another clerk sees this. She tries to intervene, another female clerk. And then she also gets assaulted.
Both women were treated at the scene with non-life-threatening injuries. Contact Mesquite PD if you think you have any information. From the 24-Hour News Center, Robin Geske, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
The search also continues this morning for the shooters who opened fire on a family at an apartment complex in Sunnyvale on Sunday night. Three kids were among those shot.
The children are still in the in Children's Medical Center of Dallas. They are stable but critical.
Sunnyvale Police Chief Bill Vegas, a 33-year police veteran, says the scene was horrific. The kid's father was also shot, but he was released from the hospital yesterday. Their aunt, 27-year-old Taisha Merritt, was killed. The family was targeted, but police are not saying why. The chief says the kid's father is cooperating with investigators. Plano is set to buy 50 license plate camera readers, despite privacy concerns from some community members. KRLD's Austin York has more.
The cameras can assist in recovering stolen vehicles and locating abducted children, according to police. The new systems will be placed on poles right next to roadways and business parking lots that have been labeled hotspots for crime. They can read a license plate and compare it to a database alerting police if there's a hit. The cameras have raised privacy issues, with some people warning police can essentially track all movements of anyone at any particular time. But despite that, police say they're worth the investment for public safety's sake. Other Texas cities like Dallas and Fort Worth have similar technology. It'll cost the city of Plano $100,000 annually and $500,000 through an existing contract. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meals on Wheels of Tarrant County is in desperate need of volunteers. Right now, as many as 42 routes do not have drivers. That makes existing routes that are staffed much longer than intended. Philip Gonzalez with Meals on Wheels tells NBC5 the need for help continues to grow.
Over the last several weeks, we've seen just a steady rise in the amount of clients, and so it's putting a little more extra pressure on the current volunteers.
Gonzalez says volunteers don't just help with meals. Often they're the only person a client will see all day. If you'd like to become a volunteer, check out the Meals on Wheels of Tarrant County website. The feds bite back at a Plano dentist who stole more than $1 million in COVID relief money. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Dr. Brian Boy will be spending the next 18 months in federal lockup for illegally taking advantage of the federal payroll protection program. And since he spent most of what he stole on himself, the judge also ordered the 43-year-old to repay $1.5 million. During the pandemic, the Fed set up the payroll protection program to keep businesses propped up. If they kept employees on the payroll, they could get a forgivable loan. Boy overinflated the number of employees he had and what his payroll was. That gave him a much bigger forgivable loan. He pleaded guilty to fraud charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hundreds of Texans each year are killed simply because drivers are not paying attention. KRLD's Barbara Schwartz has the latest on distracted driving.
Texting, navigation systems, passengers, food, drivers can be easily pulled from what they should be doing first, which is keeping their eyes on the road. Distracted driving deaths in Texas rose 10% last year, killing 481 people. Emily Zaltzman of San Antonio was 13 in 2017 when a young man staring at his phone plowed into the stop car she was riding in. Her mother, Karen, says Emily was in the back seat and died from a head injury.
The rest of the family, your community, Emily's friends, everyone was affected by the death of Emily. Yes, this is my story, but it could be yours too.
TxDOT says one out of every six crashes on Texas roadways last year was caused by distracted driving. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bank card fraud is on the rise in Texas. But there are things you can do to protect yourself, says KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Jesse Swendig with Neighborhood Credit Union tells me if your financial institution offers account alerts, be sure to sign up for them, no matter how small the transaction might be.
These fraudsters will test it out, see if they can have your card work with a small transaction, and then they'll go for the big one.
Also, especially if you're at a gas station, make sure you give the card reader a good jiggle before inserting your card. If it feels loose, chances are a crook put in a skimming device. Your best bet is using a contactless payment method like Apple Pay or Google Pay so that no one will ever see your sensitive account information. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is a bit of a rarity these days for the Rangers. They played a close game at Globe Life Field. But what wasn't unusual is the Rangers won, though it didn't happen until the bottom of the ninth.
Here's the pitch. It's hit on the left side and through. A base hit into left field. Simeon around third. Here's the throw from Donovan. It's offline. Simeon scores. And the Rangers walk off the Cardinals in the opening game of this series. And it is a happy house in Arlington.
Manager Bruce Bochy.
You know, it's a hard-fought game, a good character, a builder. You know, you get 3-1 lead, and they tie it in the eighth. You had to keep battling, and they did, and found a way to win that ball game.
Final score 4-3. The Rangers have now won 4 straight and 10 of their last 12.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.